Good morning, everybody. This is Victoria. I know it's been probably a week since we've done a podcast with any of the beings that we speak to, mainly because we've had huge storms here in southern Colorado. But anyway, I wanted to, this morning we're going to be talking with Anish again.
And Stephen.
And Stephen. This time it's going to be about clones. Now, I was looking at something recently, and I saw a picture of Nicole Brown Simpson and Megyn Kelly together, and the two women looked almost identical. So I started to question how these things occur with cloning, and Anish came up with told me a lot of things about it. So I'm going to introduce him again this morning, and we're going to talk about clones. Good morning, Anish.
Good morning, Victoria. It is very interesting to me to see that people have not figured out that there are many clones that walk amongst you. Now, people can appear different simply by changing their hairstyle or their facial appearance. There's alterations that are easy to do. I'm talking about genetic banks that have all kinds of DNA that are stored in them, and they've been accrued and accumulating for over 100 years, every time you've ever had blood taken, any time that you've ever been into the hospital, anytime you've ever given blood to a doctor, they are all put into a gigantic, almost an intelligent computer that runs all of your medical, by the way. All the doctors are required to do everything they're told from this massive computer that decides exactly the kind of health care you need, but that's kind of a sidebar issue. Clones are real. They have been around for thousands, even millions of years. Predominantly in the Western culture here for probably close to 5,000 years. And what happens is whenever there is a need for a new being, or if you simply have your own designer clones, many of the elites collect their own clones and will clone certain people and reclone them again. And like Nicole Brown Simpson, who was never murdered, she was simply recloned. Well, even if she was murdered, I don't believe there was proof of her actually dying, so I know they found the body, but I'm telling you it wasn't the same woman. At least that is what we perceive to be the truth.
Yeah, I watched this video recently, and I've been very interested in this facial recognition technology that can actually, you know, take a nose off one picture and put it on another and show how precise it is. Well, there were several points that came up in this video that were identical from Nicole Brown Simpson to Megyn Kelly.
Several. There were dozens. I believe I've actually seen that video. There are dozens of corroborating links, mathematical computations that are done. You can overlay an ear here. Now, obviously, there can be alterations to the nose or facial features, and ultimately, a DNA test is required. But it's very easy to spot. It's just people don't go around checking for clones very often, do they? Many of the people that you think have died have been replaced with clones. Mm. For example, Adolf Hitler, just before he supposedly killed himself, he was replaced with a clone, and the clone was shot, and then they burned him, and supposedly he and his woman were killed at the end inside of his bunker. No, they escaped. Everyone knows Hitler lived until his late 80s. He was in South America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that truth has come out, and even though it's really hard for people to fathom, the fact is that many, when the elites pass away, they go into and clone with another body, correct?
There are several different possibilities. The first is they take a young child of the appropriate age and time, and they would age the child. You know, they have age regression, right, Edda?
Yes. This is just... You know, since I've been talking with Anish, there have been many different things that he has told me that kind of fit into the little gaps. You know how as human beings we only get so much of the picture, and the majority of us that are waking up are realizing how many lies we've been told. So when you finally do find scraps of truth, there's still little blocks that are missing. Well, Anish kind of fills in those blocks.
Well, thanks. I guess I should have been a Mason. No pun intended. They're very dangerous people, the Mason. The lowest level, they are all nice and sweet. At the highest level, they're all Satanists. But excuse me, I get sidetracked again. But clones. There are several different types and styles of clones. The first are vanity clones. Perhaps the closest explanation I can give to you is a movie I saw recently called Blade Runner. They were replicants. These were beings that looked human, appeared to be human, acted human. Well, it's even worse than you think, because many of these clones are downloaded with information from the past and from the past beings that they wish to assimilate.
Yes. Now, that is another thing that you were telling me about, was the whole the British royal family, that when the Queen Mother was buried, you know, she weighed an enormous amount of, you know, I've read articles where they've said that she was very heavy. Now, it took more than six people to bring in her casket. And it was like, well, how can that be if she's just a human being? And she was a frail old lady. She was never a frail old lady. The Queen Mother was an old lizard. And that's why her casket was so heavy. So do these elites, Anish, do they transform into other, like more of the royal children that come along after?
Yes. In fact, a lot of times they will take the place of their future offspring. What they will do is exchange bodies. You can extract the soul through the main part of the front part of the face, through the eyes, nose, and or mouth. Energy flows out of these orifices. And this energy can then be redirected. You see, when you die, when your body ceases to function any further, your soul leaps through your eyes and through your face and attempts to rejoin itself to the proper dimension. But then, of course, because you live on planet Earth, you are caught in a dream catcher of style of energy that encirculates and encapsulates the entire planet, absorbs the soul through the moon, which it processes the soul, strips all of the negativity and energy of the life that you've lived, and it is stored as energy to be consumed later by other alien beings or manipulated and used to create things. And then your soul returns. Generally, you have some control where you end up, but of course you forget all this because you're hit with amnesia. You are a sleeping race. The sleeper must awaken. You heard this in the Dune series, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where this prophet Muad'Dib, right? He was this incredible power that was rising. He was connecting with the energies of the moon. We have the moon again in all types of literature. It is the form of sleeping eye that casts down upon humanity, absorbs what it can, and feeds the very negative, powerful alien energies that control this planet. Yes, you are a big farm. We're constantly farming you. You live your life, you accrue all of these thoughts and energies, and they are all consumed when you die, and you have to start all over again. It really is a terrible position to be in as a race. You are a sleeping, amnesiac race.
Yes, but you can't tell humans that. I mean, I tried again this morning, and I got told that Jesus is the Savior, and, you know, and they'll pray for me because I really need help, and, you know, the same old stuff. But anyway, getting back to these clones, so we now know that many of the members of Congress, they have clones too. Now, I've seen, for instance, Hillary Clinton last year when she was collapsing all over the place and trying to tell people she wasn't ill, that this woman shows up that is all of a sudden healthy, which looks like a younger version of her.
Most of your top elites have two or three clones. Many of them prepare bodies years in advance, and they keep them in suspended animation should they ever need body parts. For example, David Rockefeller. Do you really believe, of all of the heart transplants that he had, that they were necessarily donated from other people? Well, there are some that believe that there's body trafficking going on, like, for example, China, that runs an entire business. If you doubt this, simply look up, I believe they call them mobile execution vans, okay? I mean, this information is out there, Victoria. I hear this information sometimes, but people don't listen. I'm telling you that your world is controlled by alien energies, and these alien energies control many of your elites who have been promised eternal life, essentially, by being good little doobies and processing all of you. It's sort of like being the Judas goat that you hear so much talked about.
Yeah.
How other goats won't walk to the slaughter, house unless there is a leading goat to take them, an older goat, a trusted goat, a Judas goat. Well, that is what your elites are.
Yes, but we also know that when their time comes, some of them don't get what they're promised because for some reason or other, either the reptilians or the demonic entities didn't like them and have a beef with them and basically come back to torment them right before they die and let them leave their souls just like the rest of us to play out and, you know, it's up for grabs.
Ultimately, humanity must awaken. And when we mean awaken, when they say the sleeper must awaken, you must be able to remember your past lives. I don't understand how you can even function properly. Most of the alien races that dwell in the universe have eternal memories. We've gone past the need to die and be reborn. Of course, that is the way this whole prison planet was set up in the first place, with the moon positioned like a Death Star. You know, anyone that understands basic mechanics of the universe knows that it's not possible for your Earth to have a moon the size that it is, but yet you do. And it manages to stay within a reasonable distance. But anyone that studies the moon will see that there are discrepancies. When you get more into it, you begin to find that the moon cannot be the way that it's supposed to be, but yet it is. Very interesting. Many different types of projections going on, and many things that you see are not what are really happening.
You know, this really is like the Matrix movies, where, you know, you see Neo questioning everything, his reality, and nothing is what you perceive it to be. And it's really that way, okay? And it's really hard for a lot of human beings to fathom because they're so indoctrinated with their lies.
Well, it's true, but instead of being plugged into a bathtub somewhere with probes stuck in you and some kind of goo, the reality is you've been programmed by alien thought and alien energy waves that exist all across the world. Many of these present false illusions, even in your environment. For example, if you doubt this, look at your sun. Look what's been going on to your sun. There is a huge tear that is in your sun right now, but they're trying to cover it up. You have devices that were designed, gigantic laser refractive devices. I believe your NASA has a patent on it. It's called the Sun Simulator.
Yes.
So, people, you are looking at a sun. The sun is not even real, what you're seeing. You are seeing filtered light, and they're seeing the kind of imagery that they want you to see. Now, if you take the time to study the sun and look this up and find out the information and look at professional people who study the sun, you will come to understand what I say is true. So if that is true, what else is your government lying to you about? If they would lie to you about the very light that comes from your sun, I think they're willing to lie to you about just about everything else. Don't you think, Victoria?
Oh, most definitely. This is the part that's hard for people. They want to believe that they're free, and it just gives the illusion of freedom, but in actual fact, they're not free if they still believe the lie.
And I will tell you that your universe, your solar system, does not even look the way that they tell you. You believe it's nice and orderly, planets all in alignment. Let me tell you, there are many more things in the sky right now, and that's why they're chemtrailing like hell. They're trying to cover up most of this so most people won't notice. Obviously, they can't fool everyone, and they know this. They just want to fool the general masses into believing that, you know, chemtrails are normal. You know that they're not, and I'm telling you, they're using these chemtrails to terraform your planet, to make sure that you can't see what's in the sky, especially at certain times of the year. And of course, the final thing that they're trying to do is they're trying to add enough particulates so that they can begin to completely mind control all people before they bring the great demons that will be walking across this planet.
That I was going to bring up because I have been told previously by some of these nasty entities that their whole goal is to fill the air with these metal particles so that they can actually walk the earth again and be seen. That's correct?
That is not only correct, but it will allow them to manifest much of their spiritual power. Remember, this is only a third dimension in this plane of existence. Most of the beings that dwell in the fourth and fifth and sixth dimensions are the ones that come into contact with Earth but cannot be seen in the normal visual spectrum. Oh, there are beings around you all the time. If you can shift to the correct visual spectrum, that if you could see, unfortunately human eyes were made not to see, that way you could be watched and tallied and regulated without your knowledge. It is a thing that goes on quite frequently in the rest of the universe. There are different dimensions that overlap other ones, and the ones when they come close, you can find portals, open them up, and invite other beings through once you have properly terraformed the planet to receive them, or have a proper receptacle area for them, like a large room of some kind that's been properly conditioned for them to come through.
See, that's pretty interesting to me, because we know that there are portals out there, and really, we also know there's portals on the Earth now, and people are actually filming them. I saw a video on YouTube not too long ago of a portal opening over Lake Geneva, I believe it was, and it was a huge portal. You can't deny it when you actually physically see it. I mean, I don't know why people can't believe that there are actually dimensional beings, because once again, it comes back to this whole religious doctrine where we've been told, you know, that once we die, we go to heaven, we do this, we do that. You know, there's demons, there's angels, and yes, they are, but they're actually dimensional beings.
Well, here's how it's supposed to work. When you get to a point to where your body can no longer contain your soul, it is freed. In your original state, you leap to another dimension. In your original state, from this dimension of observation, it appears as if you are on some huge mountain looking down. The clouds are all around you, and you can pick different points of where you wish to go. You can then choose to experience any life you choose. You then choose to leap into that new life, and you recall everything from the past, including your death, all the way forward into the new life, and you get to keep all of those memories, and then you live that life. When your life is coming to an end, you get together with family, they celebrate, and you die. It is not a time to be upset or cry, because you see the amnesic effect has been removed. That is how it was supposed to be. But what happens is, many of you, because you were created beings, you still had souls, just smaller versions of the original that were given from the Grand Creator. All of you walk forward. All of you walk backward. All of you walk the middle way. But you see, it should not matter. But those of you that did, those of you that walked, those of you that came forward were chosen. You were made eternal in the sense that now you dwell upon the face of the earth, and this misery continues. You were put here by a very dangerous, very powerful alien intelligence that controls this planet, a hive mind of sorts. And this power seeks to constantly draw negativity from you, a pain and suffering. And even really joyous events also are heightened energy that can be harvested and turned into something negative. So all of this energy is ripped from you when you die, and also as you live. The very cities you dwell in, the very locations that you come and go and travel to, were created by alien intelligence to harvest your energy. That's what you are. You are a food product to most aliens.
Yeah, that's... Well, now I accept it, now that I know the truth, but that is a hard pill to swallow for the hallelujah types, I'm telling you. I met one
Victoria,
today.
I'm very sorry, and I mean no disrespect to any of you that believe in Jesus and all of these other things. You were deluded. It's not your fault. You were taught to believe this from almost birth. And then you have people that are zealots that believe this is very true. And these aren't just created lies for you, but there was energy created around these lies, because they know that there had to be mental controls and waves of energy that would pass through solid and flesh and other things that would coerce your way of thinking and force you to turn towards religion, because without the effect of this huge projection of negative energy from the moon, many of you would eventually figure this out. But you see, because your race keeps losing its memory, And believe me, they don't like the written word because they can't manipulate it, or at least they didn't think they could. Now they can with artificial intelligence, and are about to. But let me tell you something, people, you need to figure it out very quickly. Religion, all of it is a lie. It was designed to keep you from understanding this truth, and you were programmed not to believe this truth. But if you use your logic and take away your emotion, you may actually see the final validity of all of this. You are a slave species, and you were brought to this planet for the purpose of being food and also for working for the benefit of the Anunnaki. I'm sorry, that's the truth. If you don't like it, that's just too damn bad. Suck it up and figure it out. That's the truth. A lot of people don't like it. You have to wake up from dreamland sometime, people. Kindergarten is over. Time to take the big leap of faith into the universe now.
Yeah, see, that's the hard pill. You know, people want to claim that they're awake, that, you know, I mean, for instance, these, I'll give you an example, some people who believe in the United States Constitution, they're almost crazy about it, okay? They study it, they teach other people about it, you know, and here's the thing, they always use the, you know, hallelujah, holy rollers, and Jesus with it. But when you crush this disbelief on them and you say to them, there is no Jesus, that name didn't even occur until the King James Version of the Bible was written, there is no Jehovah because the actual reference to Jehovah is to a demonic entity. I mean, you start, if you really open your mind to it and you really look at where the beginnings of religion came from, you see the lie from its conception.
I think also, Victoria, your husband would like me to mention this because he was an honorably discharged veteran and a patriot, is that you were talking about people that want to subvert the Constitution, not the constitutional type people that just elected who may be the only decent president that you have a shot at repairing some of the damage of what's going on, especially all the garbage that's going on in Antarctica.
Yes.
We like Trump, by the way, and not just because you and your husband like Trump. We like him because we kind of arranged him to be there for part of this. Now, if the rest of these people that are involved in this whole process are going to seek to supplant him or destroy him, which they are trying to do, your media, which are nothing more than a bunch of ruled reptilians, many of which are under direct mind control. Don't believe anything. Whatever the media tells you, believe the opposite and your day will turn out just fine. But I want all of you to understand something. The reason why there is such a connectivity between everything that is taking place, especially when dealing with clones, is because the clones are a method for them to continue to project their power from one life to another. Do you understand?
Yes.
Clones can be used for any process. You can make a clone look like anybody. You can give a clone different types of memories. You can even create a designer clone. For example, some of the elites create sex clones. They will actually take the blood of beautiful women and beautiful men and have them cloned, reduce their intelligence to a slave level, and basically make them a cabana boy or a cabana girl. That's just one of the aspects of cloning. And you can make a clone look like anyone you want to look like. Although most people prefer to pay for generational clones like Megyn Kelly, i.e. Nicole Brown Simpson. Now remember, one of these clones was probably killed. But you see, the man who apparently perpetrated this, O.J. Simpson, whether or not he did this, I believe it was a setup. That's my opinion. And that someone murdered one of the clones, one that wasn't functioning properly, and the other clone came along. And of course, we can age regress or add or subtract 10 or 20 years here. It's a very simple process. It's an injection. Within several days, you are 20 years younger. They have this. They've had it for over 100 years. And all the that you wonder why all the elites live to 90, 100 years old.
Yeah.
They actually have a set day that they choose to die. For example, your friend Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Now, didn't he die
last week?
Yes, exactly. On was it his, close to his 100th birthday? Was it
was.
Not?
Actually, when people looked into it, the Skull and Bones Society had a number, and he died on the same date, sort of thing, to coincide with that number. So, if you look at the number, I forget what it was 322, that David Rockefeller died, and that is also the number for the Skull and Bone Society.
Well, yes, 22 is one of those other numbers you'll see frequently. There's mathematics based on it. But yes, and his life essence was transferred from one vessel to another. Now, either he's in a younger body, obviously a very younger body. He could be in a body that's in its 20s. And he will end up inheriting, and pretty soon you'll see somewhere someone will come out of nowhere and they'll be respected, but they all know that it's Rockefeller. Oh, he's been alive for quite some time. And many heart transplants to get to the mark that he had.
But as you mentioned before, these people like the Rothschilds and Rockefellers are go-betweens between the bad reptilians, the Greys, and some of the Anunnaki that are all, you know, in this darkened kind of control over the Earth, correct? That they're actually the go-betweens.
And they all work together off of a hive mind intelligence. There is a prime mover of sorts, a very powerful, powerful, evil Anunnaki being that is one of the controllers, I guess that you could call it, that is in control of all of this. They, in turn, will control all the others. All the others, in turn, will control each other. Each other will control those in their own family, and family members will spread all of this. This is how it was set up to begin with, that the elites would actually be set up as the main transmitter. You see, the way that this works, people, it's not just like one person going out and preaching and talking and convincing people to do things. No, the very existence of these beings project energy around them, and other ones form in line behind them and plug into them, and there is a cascade and flow of knowledge and energy, and minds link together much the way an AI could link together thousands of computers simultaneously. This is how they function, people. This is what you're up against. They're very, very smart. They know human nature better than you do, and they know exactly the things that you want to do to counter them. They have time on their side. They have evil on their side. They don't play by the rules. And the worst part is, their desires are for the extermination of humanity at some point when it best suits them. They're not quite ready yet, but it's extremely close. We're talking months, maybe a year, depending on when all of the Nibiru stuff takes place, which I have it on good account is going to be soon.
Yes. Well, there you are. You've just had it, been told by an Anunnaki king what is going to happen. Now, I always knew that there were two factions of everything, just like there are two factions of humans, the good versus the bad. Of course, there is good and bad in every species and race that ever existed. We have bad reptilians, we have good ones. We also have bad Anunnaki and we have good ones. So there is a war that is going on right now, and it is spiritually enhanced. Now, for all the people who believe in their Bible, this is where you're probably going to come in with the Book of Revelations and the prophecies of Daniel and Jeremiah. But all of these things that you have been reading are on past events that have already occurred in the universe. And what they were seeing were things that they were given to write down because they didn't understand what they were seeing. And a lot of people now believe that much of what the Bible said were people who were given these insights, just like, say, for instance, you know, speaking to some of these beings. So when I draw pictures, I draw what I see. And this was the same with some of these prophets. They were drawing pictures of things they didn't even understand, like the wheels within the wheels within the wheels that Daniel drew with eyes all around it.
Spaceship.
I have come to find out that these are communication devices and spaceships that he was seeing. And when he wrote those things down, he didn't understand what they were, so he wrote them as he perceived them to be. So I just want you to know that these things still happen. People still see these things. Clones exist. Different alien species exist. But I think for now, people, this was a great introduction into clones. It was very interesting.
And other things.
And other things. And I want to thank Anish.
Well, thank you, Victoria. It's always a pleasure to talk to everyone. And I would like to give a little bit more advice, just one real quick little thing.
Sure.
For those of you out there that believe in alien life, you're correct. What you should do at this point, if you haven't, and you've probably heard it 1,000 times, but please stockpile food and water. You're going to need it.
Thank you. Yes, I've been saying that for a long time. But anyway, guys, I will try and keep these little MP3 things that we do a little more close together. I know it's been a week, but sometimes we get bogged down with work. But we'll try and do more regular ones for you. And I want to thank you for listening today. And we'll talk to you again next time.